This is the Music History Today podcast for March 27th. On today's show, Eric Clapton marries his muse, U2 gets shut down by the cops and gets it all on tape, and you can sing happy birthday to the woman who wrote it. First up, though, on this date in 1910, 312 people were killed in a fire during a barn dance in Hungary. In 1945, Ella Fitzgerald recorded the song It's Only a Paper Moon with the Delta Rhythm Boys. In 1948, Billie Holiday performed at Carnegie Hall. In 1951, Frank Sinatra recorded the song I'm a Fool to Want You. In 1952, the movie musical Singin' in the Rain premiered in movie theaters. In 1958, the world was first introduced to stereo albums. In 1965, Jeff Beck officially replaced Eric Clapton in the Yardbirds. In 1967, the Young Rascals recorded the song Good Lovin'. In 1972, Grand Funk fired their manager in a royalty dispute. In 1979, Eric Clapton married his muse, who was also the ex-wife of George Harrison, Patty Boyd. In 1986, Sammy Hagar played with Van Halen for the first time in concert. In 1987, U2 played a concert on the rooftop of a building in Los Angeles. They were filming the video for their song Where the Streets Have No Name. Unfortunately, they also had a crowd who stopped traffic on the streets below, which led police to break up their concert. In 2004, Prince started his musicology tour. In 2009, the group 2NE1 was formed. In 2019, the K-pop group One Team was formed. And in 2011, rapper Jeezy married fashion expert Jeannie Mae Jenkins. In classical music in 1808, Joseph Haydn premiered his oratorio, The Creation. In theater in 1971, the musical Charlie Girl closed in London, England. In 1978, the Bob Fosse musical Dancing premiered on Broadway. In 1982, the musical The Best Little Whorehouse in Texas closed on Broadway. In 1984, the musical Starlight Express premiered in London. And in 1996, the revival of the musical State Fair opened on Broadway. In award ceremonies that were held on March 27th in 1955, The Pajama Game won Best Musical at the Tony Awards. And in 2022, the movie Summer of Soul about the 1969 Harlem Cultural Festival won the Academy Award for Best Documentary. It was during the announcement of that award that Will Smith came up on stage and smacked Chris Rock for making a joke about Smith's wife. Albums that were released on March 27th include in 1967 when the Yardbirds released the Yardbirds' Greatest Hits. Also on that same day, Bob Dylan released Bob Dylan's Greatest Hits. In 1970, Ringo Starr released Sentimental Journey. In 1972, Three Dog Night released Seven Separate Fools. In 1976, Jesse Colin Young released On the Road. In 1979, Ian Hunter released You're Never Alone with a Schizophrenic. In 1981, Ozzy Osbourne released Blizzard of Oz. In 1984, King Crimson released Three of a Perfect Pair. David Gilmour released About Face, and Run DMC released their self-titled debut. In 1989, The Outfield released Voices of Babylon. In 1991, Slint released Spiderland. In 1995, Silverchair released Frog Stomp. In 2000, Embrace released Drawn from Memory. In 2001, Peter Cetera released Another Perfect World, and Bruce Springsteen released Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band Live in New York City. In 2003, Natalie Cole released Anthology. In 2006, Massive Attack released Collected. In 2007, Stevie Nicks released Crystal Visions, the very best of Stevie Nicks, and Machine Head released The Blackening. In 2009, PJ Harvey and John Parrish released A Woman, A Man Walked By. In 2015, Boz Scaggs released A Fool to Care, and in 2020, Dua Lipa released Future Nostalgia. Singles that were released in the UK on March 27th include in 1971, Yes released Time in a Word. In 1976, ABBA released Fernando. In 1981, John Lennon released Watching the Wheels. And in 1989, Simply Red released If You Don't Know Me By Now. Meanwhile, in America, in 1965, the Zombies released She's Coming Home. In 1969, the Supremes released The Composer. In 1971, Bread released If. In 1978, Lynyrd Skynyrd released You Got That Right. In 1980, Dire Straits released Skate Away. In 1995, Take That released Back for Good. In 2007, Vanessa Hutchins released Say OK. In 2012, Taylor Swift released Eyes Open from the Hunger Games soundtrack. And in 2017, Carson Luders released Feels Good. Before we go any further, we'd like to tell you that there is now a Music History in Depth podcast where we go more in depth on a few of the events that happen in music history for that particular week. The Music History in Depth podcast runs every Tuesday on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts from, as does our Music Halls of Fame podcast, which talks about a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame along with other Music Halls of Fame, museums, and walks of fame. The Music Halls of Fame podcast drops every Thursday and can also be found on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, back to this podcast. Artists who were born on March 27th include legendary jazz artist Miss Sarah Vaughan, also the Queen of Christmas, Miss Mariah Carey, Fergie, the Duchess of Pop, rapper Lalissa Manaban, singer Jessie J, singer Halle Bailey of Chloe and Halle, singer Kirsten Collins, songwriter Eric Bellinger, singer Kimbra, blues musician Junior Parker, ska musician Derek Morgan, producer London on the Track, DJ Monica Goose, blues guitarist Robert Lockwood Jr., blues guitarist Johnny Copeland, Bo Winberg of the Spotniks, singer Bunny Sigler, Andy Bowne of Status Quo, Tony Banks of Genesis, Paul Wicks Wickens of Paul McCartney's band, Victor Bailey of Weather Report, Jackie Chambers of Girl School, singer Stacy Kent, saxophonist Dave Koz, Clark Dochler of Johnny Hates Jazz, opera singer Edith Walker, Wally Stocker of The Babies, Johnny April of Stained, Derek McKenzie of Jamiroquai, Brendan Hill, blues traveler, composer Vincent D'Indy, and composer Patti Smith Hill, who wrote the song Happy Birthday to You. Happy birthday, Patti. Artists who unfortunately passed away on March 27th include composer Clemens Thiemes, who passed away in 1668 at the age of 36. Composer Johann Stemitz passed away in 1757 at the age of 39. Composer Johann Steiner passed away in 1761 at the age of 72. Composer Josef Gurecki passed away in 1769 at the age of 60. Composer Jacob Habel passed away in 1826 at the age of 63. Composer Moritz Fürstenau passed away in 1889 at the age of 64. Composer David Wood passed away in 1910 at the age of 72. Composer Nikolai Sokolov passed away in 1922 at the age of 63. Organist Walter Paré passed away in 1924 at the age of 83. Music composer Leslie Stewart passed away in 1929 at the age of 64. Composer Carol Candale passed away in 1948 at the age of 64. Composer Narciso Gray passed away in 1953 at the age of 76. Composer and conductor of the BBC Scottish Orchestra, Ian White, passed away in 1960 at the age of 58. Composer and arranger Jack Kane passed away in 1961 at the age of 37. Pianist and film composer David L. Snell passed away in 1967 at the age of 69. Jazz trumpet player Sharky Bonanno passed away in 1972 at the age of 67. Composer Boyan Ekonomov passed away in 1973 at the age of 72. Composer Arthur Bliss passed away in 1975 at the age of 83. Songwriter Gertrude Neeson passed away in 1975 at the age of 63. Composer Ludwig de Vogt passed away in 1977 at the age of 89. Tuba player Bob Seger passed away in 1982 at the age of 85. Bob was part of the Don Redman Orchestra. Composer Yanis Ivanovs passed away in 1983 at the age of 76. Composer Bruno Kiefer passed away in 1987 at the age of 63. pianist Eleanor Warren passed away in 1991 at the age of 91. Composer Harold Severod passed away in 1992 at the age of 94. Jazz saxophonist Clifford Jordan passed away from cancer in 1993 at the age of 61. Music publisher Chet Gerlach passed away in 1995 at the age of 75. Multi-instrumentalist Howie Wyeth passed away from heart issues in 1996 at the age of 51. Singer-songwriter and actor Ian Dury of the group The Blockheads passed away in 2000 at the age of 57. Singer and actor Dudley Moore passed away from pneumonia while he was fighting progressive supranuclear palsy in 2002 at the age of 66. Singer Adan Sanchez passed away in a car accident in 2004 at the age of 19. Pianist Grant Johansson passed away in 2005 at the age of 83. The bassoonist with the Royal Philharmonic from 1946 to 1961, Gwendolyn Brooke, passed away in 2005 at the age of 93. Jazz saxophonist Arthur Blythe passed away in 2017 at the age of 76. Reggae singer-songwriter Bob Andy passed away in 2020 at the age of 75. Composer and also professor at the University of Texas from 1971 to 1997, Carl Cort passed away in 2022 at the age of 91. Opera singer James Bowman passed away in 2023 at the age of 81. And composer Jocelyn Morlock passed away in 2023 at the age of 53. Next on the Music History Today podcast, it is March 28th, when in 1986, Lady Gaga was born.